get going.
Okay. Welcome to the DB Media Podcast. I'm Brian, that's Dylan, and not sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
We are not sponsored. Somebody fix that.
Somebody please. Donate to the poor. So we have the Gemstones, the Reacher finale, the new show Studio, we have the new episode of Daredevil, A Working Man, and Death of a Unicorn. But we're going to start with, always, movie news.
But first, Dr. Pepper, please do not get this episode taken down. We love your product.
You just got to take the label off.
Is that better?
Okay. So, Spider-Man. We have an official title for Spider-Man 4, Brand New Day. What'd you think?
I hope it's a good movie. That's all I have to say about it. It seems like a good title.
It does. And
Home's nowhere in there because he don't have one of those no more.
Talking to the mic, you're leaning back too much.
He don't have a home no more.
No, he does not. He has nobody.
He is now an official orphan.
He is officially Batman. Spider-Man Brand New Day. They have a bolder Spider-Man logo for it. I don't know if you've seen it. But you remember his suit from the end of No Way Home? It's kind of like that kind of color scheme, but a lot darker of a red, a lot darker of a blue, which is kind of cool. And we got a release date. July the 31st, 2026. Next year. That's relatively close.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked for that. And that I believe that's before Doomsday.
So, yeah. Have they started filming it yet, or are they done filming it?
No, I don't think they've filmed it yet. I don't know. It could be after Doomsday. It could be between Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Oh, God.
I don't remember the release date for Doomsday. I know it's 2026. But I don't know how concrete this is, but I think it's a podcast. An influencer who was invited to CinemaCon, who went to CinemaCon to witness this, has posted that the official villain also is Chameleon.
Okay.
So, sorry if I'm sniffing a lot, but allergies are kicking my behind.
Cocaine.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of cocaine.
Chicken!
But the main villain is
Chameleon. We do not endorse drug use.
I don't know. We do not freebase cocaine.
We just do them.
No. So what do you think about Chameleon, though?
I don't know that much about Chameleon. I just know he changes people.
I think that's going to be a really cool villain because I feel like now Peter Parker has learned the hard way to keep his secret identity. Now,
I will say, if it is the Chameleon from
Kraven,
probably going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Probably going to be real stupid.
No, Marvel's not going to do that.
No. Because I remember when we went to watch it, I died laughing when he turned into Aaron Taylor Johnson and just turned around, but he is still like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, still as short as he was before. Yeah. No, I think they'll do Chameleon right. But I feel like where Peter Parker has learned the hard way to keep his secret identity a secret, he's going to have a lot more trouble trusting people. And the Chameleon can become anybody. So once he does let his guard down, like, that'll be a way for him to, you know,
yeah,
get into that. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, honestly, just seeing how he handles the events after No Way Home.
I'm wondering what he's like. Is he going to try and become a photographer or a scientist? Because he dropped out of high school and got his GED and everything at the end of the last one.
Yeah, I think he's going to become a photographer.
Yeah.
For the Daily Bugle, just to, you know.
Freelance photographer.
Yeah, just because they were already sticking to the comic books by the end of the movie. Him living on his own and being on his own. And because Spider-Man is the most grounded character in the MCU, in my opinion, because even though he is Spider-Man who can throw a car, he is also struggling to pay rent.
Yeah.
Like, he is the most relatable character. So I'm going to enjoy this movie. Also, next piece of news we have here. They have recasted Dewey for the Malcolm in the Middle reboot. I did not get the recast name, but he looks exactly like Dewey.
Why'd they recast him?
He won't come back. The guy who played Dewey said that he had... I've seen in interviews with the actress who played Lois. They still keep in contact, but she said that he has no interest in acting. He was a child actor. He quit when Malcolm Middle was... Well, a little after Malcolm Middle, 2010. And but he quit when he was like 15, 16, went to college, went to a very, very prestigious school, and studied like Victorian literature and became very successful. So, I mean, props to him. I would do the same thing. Well, not do that, but I would, if I made $2 million as a kid or $200,000, I wouldn't come back neither, probably.
Yeah.
But everyone else is coming back, which I'm really stoked to see. I think they said it's supposed to be 6 episodes or something like that on Disney Plus. I've seen interviews with Frankie Muniz, who has been talking about it, how he's still racing, but he's like flying back and forth between shooting and doing his races, which is pretty interesting.
I don't know why they don't just wait until NASCAR is over to...
Yeah, I don't either, but... Oh, well. Oh, and we got Now You See Me. I believe that's supposed to be coming out, Now You See Me 3, supposed to be coming out this year or next, and I didn't have a release date. We got an official title. Now You See Me,
Now You Don't.
Pretty cool. I don't know why they didn't use that sooner.
I don't know. These always seem like really big movies when they come out, and then when they're done, they're not there anymore.
I love these movies. The first one's fantastic.
Yeah, the first one's really good. I don't care for the second one.
I agree. The second one kind of gets out there, but I think the first one's perfect. It's hard to write a perfect movie for me.
Yeah. I really haven't seen much of Dave Franco since James got canceled.
He's actually in a new movie coming up this year.
What?
Called Together. It's weird. So this, we used to watch the trailer for it, I'm pretty sure. We both said that looks like an acid trip. But him and his girlfriend, who, like, they keep getting, like, their body keeps getting, like, stuck together. Like, the poster is them kissing and their lips won't be
open. No, I've not seen anything about that.
I got to show you the trailer after. It does look like a straight acid trip. But I'll probably watch it for him. But we also have news about Beyond the Spider-Verse. In my opinion, the animated Spider-Verse movies is probably some of the best Spider-Man movies out there. Some of the best Spider-Man media. I know you don't feel the same way. But we got a release date for June the 4th, 2027. The original actor, I know there's some controversy with the guy who played Miles, but he is coming back. I think they replaced the actress who played Gwen, if I'm not mistaken, with Hailee Steinfeld.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. So I don't know about... that may be wrong, but I'm almost positive. I read something about that. Everything I say, take with a grain of salt, but...
Yeah.
They all come from some resources I find online.
I've still yet to watch the second one.
It's so good. You have to watch it.
I don't know. I just can't get into them.
Well, June the 4th, 2027, which is like a couple weeks after Secret Wars. So, I don't know what they're doing there.
I don't know. I've seen that somebody from Sony was saying that they're going to try and tie in every single Spider-Man movie.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it'll work.
And then we got the John Wick animated prequel. That was announced. It's going to be about the impossible task that keeps getting referenced all through the show or all through the movies. So,
okay,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So pre-doggy killing.
Yeah, pre-doggy killing. The blind guy from the fourth one is getting his own movie.
I don't think I've seen the fourth one.
You have to watch it, dude. Anyway. And they also confirmed that John Wick Chapter 5 is in production. So, all of us who speculated he's not dead at the end of the fourth one, obviously right. So,
John Wick Ghost.
Yeah. I didn't try to not spoil it for you just because you should have watched it by now. But, new Hunger Games was announced. Sunrise on the Reaping. I don't know if you've watched a lot of the Hunger Games movies. Haymitch, her mentor in the first one, played by Woody Harrelson. It's about his Hunger Games, about how he survived. Looking forward to that. And then we got a trailer. We didn't get a trailer, but CinemaCon showed a trailer for a Stephen King adaptation called The Long Walk. Now, I am very stoked for this. I read this book back in high school, sophomore, junior year, something like that. I read this book back in high school. It's about these kids who are on this walk, and if they drop below 3 miles an hour, they get shot after like three warnings. And it's like the last one to be like walking. So I'm really stoked to watch that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, the trailer was shown at CinemaCon. We didn't get to see the trailer. I did not find one. So
yeah.
The new Anthony Starr movie comes out next week. We'll be watching that.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm just now hearing about this.
I am too. I really like Anthony Starr, and it makes sense that he's doing a movie for Amazon.
Yeah.
Because
he's already got deals going on with them.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing this movie to get out of playing Homelander.
Maybe. But he plays such a good villain. I can't wait to see him as a villain. We'll be reviewing that in a couple weeks.
Are we ever going
to
get a season two of Gen V?
Yeah. I believe they have confirmed a season two.
Because I didn't understand what was going on with the end of that.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be told in either The Boys Season 5 or Season 2. So here is some of the 2026 film slate. I wrote down some major ones. I didn't write down all of them because there was like 30-some.
We're barely through 2025.
Huh?
I said we're barely through 2025.
I'm just telling you what was told at CinemaCon. So for all of us who like original projects, 2026 is not going to be our year.
No.
They're all sequels, all big IPs, all big like adaptations of games or whatever. Like nothing original. Just for example, I saw a creator today do a video on this, talk about Masters of the Universe coming out 2026.
He-Man.
Yeah, and whenever they done it, they said, I don't know what that is. And they kept going, I was like, oh, I feel old.
Yeah.
I feel really old.
That's not even our generation.
That is not our generation, but I watched it.
Yeah, that's 2 decades before us.
Right? But I still had to watch it.
I don't know.
My dad always talked about it, so I watched it when I was younger.
I don't know. I keep seeing a bunch of people online telling me I'm old.
Right, and we're not even in our 30s.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Young fucking punks.
Now that's an old sentence to say. Scream 7 is another one, obviously. Street Fighter movie coming out.
Another one.
Jumanji 3, like we needed it.
Actually, we did need it.
I know, because of the cliffhanger at the end, but I'm talking about like nothing original.
Hey, if it's not The Rock by himself, I'll watch it.
Mandalorian and Grogu. Looking forward to that.
A movie?
Yeah. I'll have to rewatch all of The Mandalorian before I watch it. Fast X, Part 2. And just many more, like Shrek, another Minions movie, stuff like that. Nothing original, which kind of sucks, but
I don't know, I'm pretty excited about Shrek.
I'm excited about Shrek 2, but
it's Shrek 5, not Shrek 2.
Shrek also. And they showed the first little bit of the new Superman. Showed the first few minutes of that footage. We got details talking about the Fortress of Solitude. A lot of people who reacted to it said it was really cool looking. Said that it was, you know, dope. So, it really did, their videos really did hype me up more for Superman.
I think that'll be the highest grossing movie this year.
Better Fantastic Four.
I think it'll be Fantastic Four.
Well, we'll see. Because a lot of people look forward to Fantastic Four.
Well, there's just been more news coming out about Fantastic Four.
Well, I don't know. Fantastic Four is like a big Marvel deal. Like, it's not like another Captain America movie or something coming out. It's the Fantastic Four.
I don't know.
You make a bet?
Sure. I'll bet you $5 that Superman's opening weekend is bigger than Fantastic Four's.
I'll take that bet. is now on camera. Okay, and last piece of news here, and probably what I'm most excited about, South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. They released a trailer today for South Park. We are getting July the 9th, some new episodes.
I cannot wait.
It was about freaking time. We ain't got new South Park episodes since COVID.
Yeah, I know. Diddy just chasing them through space.
I know. What is that? I can't wait for that episode. All the planes crashing.
We're all going to get fired.
Oh, my gosh. And there were so many rumors, too, about how South Park is going to be like, tone it down a little bit with the sensitivity, be a little more sensitive. And
no, that is not South Park.
That is not South Park. I love it. Like, yeah. I get the plane crashes, the tragedies. I get it. But South Park makes fun of everything.
Yeah.
And they're going to make fun. Diddy, oh my gosh. We got to review those episode by episode.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait. But that is all the news I have, unless you have anything you want to say.
I don't know. I hope South Park does an episode on us.
On us? So, the Gemstones. Tell me what you thought about this new episode.
Every episode with Baby Billy is going to have Baby Billy dick.
I swear. Every episode, his penis has been out.
Every episode he's in.
Every episode he's in, yeah. Like,
what is this, episode 4?
Yeah. And there's been two. That's half the episode so far.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we have to see his penis?
I seen in an interview that Danny McBride picked his dick double. That's not even his real dick.
That's hilarious. I found this episode way more funny than all the others besides the first one.
Yeah.
Like, I like this one pretty good. Like how, what's his face? Keith dresses up as their mom. Yeah. Oh my Eli, gosh.
I'm your dead wife. And then at the breakfast, there's like, yeah, he wouldn't have yelled at me if you hadn't riled him up.
Yeah, I swear. That. Oh my gosh. That was just so, or the this part just made me feel awkward the whole time. Whenever she's trying to seduce her.
Yeah.
And she's like, quit, what's her name?
I forget. Miss Green?
No.
Miss Jeannie?
I don't know. But she's like, quit, Miss whatever. Like, quit touching me. She's like grabbing her hand and putting it on her boob. She's like, quit touching my side boob. Like, oh, my gosh.
Quit touching my open titty meat.
That was one of the funniest parts of the whole series, whole episode. Or at the end, whenever they go to apologize to him.
Yeah.
They walk through the door. Oh, my gosh.
Daddy, you 69ing. And it's like... He's like, oh my god, daddy, your dick's dripping pre-cum.
Oh my gosh, yes. He just slowly covers it and just walks out.
Yeah. They start screaming, daddy came.
They walk in on him and he just pops his head out and he's like, get out. He's like, we came to apologize. That was really good. That was just...
The way Baby Billy is talking to the nanny. I hate that nanny.
I hate that kraut.
Go on, get. Take it, baby. Get out of here.
Take them babies. We'll hit out. Go on. And she would walk in, or she was doing something. And he was trying to tell her, oh, when she was beating up Keith, he said, nine. Stop.
he said, nine. Knock it off. Come on now. Knock it off. Nine.
When he said nine, I audibly laughed. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, I could just, like, chuckle a little bit. I full on laughed at that.
Nine.
Nine. Because the whole time he's calling like a dirty German. Yeah. Like, it's so funny.
Stop it. Just stop it now.
I love Baby Billy. I swear. He needs just one whole episode dedicated to himself.
Yes.
Yeah. He needs a series.
Yeah.
Forget the Gemstones. Give me. Call this Baby Billy.
He's in another show that's out right now called The White Lotus.
I know. I ain't seen it yet. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah. I sent you a clip of him and Sam Rockwell talking at dinner.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know if you watched it or not.
I watch everything you send, but you send me a lot of stuff.
Sam Rockwell is talking about being a lady boy.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I watched that. But
I had the same face as Baby Billy did. Reagan Walton Goggins did during that conversation. Okay.
But all in all, this was a great Jim Sloan episode. It was hilarious. I thought from start to finish.
Oh yeah.
From the moment you know.
Yeah, he's like, is your uncle skiing naked? Yeah, he does that every time we're down here.
And he's like, oh, we should go join him. He's like, I don't want to hang meat with my uncle. Like, yeah, honestly, fantastic episode. Anything else you want to say about it?
Just the whole time they're trying to sabotage his relationship.
Yeah, I know. Like,
it's honestly making me mad that they're not making Sean William Scott as funny and outrageous as the rest of them.
Who?
Sean William Scott. Stifler.
Oh, yeah, I know. Which, like, he should be just as crazy because, yeah, like, that's a typecast.
Yeah. That's the way he is in
99.9% of his movies?
Yeah.
No, I agree. He should be just as outraged as all of them and helping them. I agree.
Not even if he cares about it. I just want him to be as outrageous as they are.
No, I agree. Yeah, he should be. At this point, though, it's getting kind of annoying that they keep trying to break them up.
Yeah.
It's just like, stop. Just.
I think they'll stop now.
Yeah, after this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Whenever they went to apologize, they said, we can't break them up if we're on the outs with them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Whenever they're at the table and they're like, they're talking about going and apologizing, they said, we can't go about breaking them up if daddy's not talking to us.
Yeah.
So they. It's like, all right. Maybe they'll keep trying. Maybe that's going to be the whole theme to the season.
Maybe they'll just sprinkle in a little thing every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll take up in a whole episode about it anymore.
No, I think like there'll be little comments towards each of them.
Yeah.
But, you done with that?
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Tell me what you think about Reacher. That finale. That was actually a really good finale.
It was a good finale. Polly. That was a Peter Griffin chicken fight.
Right. Like, it took place in four different settings. Yeah.
Like, first is, like, the outside parking lot, then is inside the barn, then is out in the yard, then is in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then is back at the
compound.
Yeah, the compound gateway.
Yeah, there's in the guard shack. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoyed that fight. That was really good. I think it sort of paid off for me. Like the whole hyped up, like, oh, they're going to fight eventually this season.
Yeah.
That was a good fight.
Honestly, that was the only time I've seen – I think that was the most we've ever seen Reacher struggle in a fight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Reacher doesn't struggle during a fight.
Yeah.
I like whenever when they're in the guard tower and he's like, I am stronger than you. And he just goes, I'm smarter than you. Like,
yeah.
After he blows his neck out.
Yeah.
I like how when they got McCabe, like, he looked him in the eye and he said her name was Dominique, and he immediately just remembered everything. That was a really good ending.
Yeah.
I kind of wish he would have tortured him a little bit more.
That's what I was about to say. I was
like, shotgun blast was kind of too quick.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to get into it with all these Russian mobsters, and then she comes out with that money. I was like, oh, okay.
All he wants is their money.
Yeah. I can take the money back to my boss.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish he kind of would have tied him a cave and, like, beat him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then tried, because that would have been worth it. But
yeah, but they only had, like, so long before the police and everything got there.
Right.
So, I guess, is he just done walking around now?
Now he's just going to be on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Probably not. He'll probably be walking around by next season.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the season, he is in a van, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And then he just shoots a cop. I was like, okay, this is staged.
When he shot the cop, I was like, when he first shot the cop, in my opinion, I thought, that's what the whole season's going to be about. He's going to be trying to make amends over shooting the cop. But then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
I was like, no, this is way too out of character. He doesn't just make mistakes like that.
That's true. And
he doesn't drive around in a van.
Every time they fought, though, him and Polly, I thought the fight was over.
Yeah.
When he fell into the ocean and started sinking, I was like, all right, he killed him. He's in the ocean now.
Yeah.
And then when he came back on the road, he's like, you got to be kidding me. I thought the exact same thing.
I thought he was going to come back after he shot
him. After he had to hold his neck. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I think the dad's a moron.
Yeah.
That, like, point a toy gun at him.
Yeah, you could have grabbed so many different things. You could have just thrown something at him.
Right? Like, I don't know why he had to point a toy gun at him, but... And the dad was overkill. Like, he got shot a lot. Like,
I don't know, but he was under a lot of stress. I mean, I guess if you're going to be a serial killer, drug-running, gun-running boss, and you're under a lot of stress, you might as well shoot him 13 times in the chest.
Fair enough. Now... I will say this has been my least favorite season.
Yeah, maybe.
I liked it. I'm not by no means saying this is bad.
Yeah, it's probably my least favorite too.
That is probably my least favorite. But I still can't wait for season 4. Like, I think season 4 is going to be great.
I don't know. The show's been gradually getting worse for me. Season 1's my favorite.
Season 2 is my favorite. But...
I'm still definitely going to watch season 4.
Oh, yeah. We're already invested.
I'm invested in the show. I'm not saying that any of the seasons are bad. It's just season 1's my favorite.
I agree. I think maybe one of the reasons this one's my least favorite is because I had to wait each episode. Last two seasons, I didn't wait.
Oh, yeah.
I waited till the entire thing was out, and I binged it in a day.
Yeah.
So that might be the difference.
Yeah, so you binged it in a day. Each episode's about an hour long, 8 episodes a season.
Yeah.
8 hours a day. 4 more of those hours, and you could have had the first season of Dragon Ball.
Shut up, Jesus. I'm trying. I've made good progress.
You've made no progress.
I watched Vegeta take out an entire planet just by pointing at it.
Yeah, that's like... maybe halfway through the season.
Well, I'm at the halfway mark then.
I've been done with Gotham for 2 weeks now, Brian.
All right. I'm gonna get it done. I'm getting it done. I'm going to try to get it done this week. And I've said that for 2 weeks now.
All right. Bet you $5 you can't have it done by next week.
All right, I'll take that bet.
All right.
Shake on that one too?
Or you don't owe me a NOS next week.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough. All right, moving on to the studio. What do you have more to say about Reacher?
Yeah, we can move on to studio.
Okay, so rate this one since you ain't rated it yet. Oh, wait, go back and rate the entire season of Reacher out of 5.
Give it a 3.8.
I'll give it a 3.5. It was good. It was really good. Yeah, but
it was almost a 4 for me.
Fair.
But
so what do you think about the studio?
I don't really like it.
What's your problem with it?
I don't like any other characters.
Really? I think it's hilarious.
It's just not funny to me. Like,
okay. I thought the whole Martin Scorsese thing was funny.
That's probably the only funny thing about it.
I thought Bryan Cranston's character is hilarious. He's like every head of Disney right now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just nothing really landed with me.
I was so surprised. I thought this would be right up your alley.
No, I don't know. I don't really care about any of the characters.
Maybe it'll change as it goes on.
It might.
I will say that second episode was kind of lackluster.
Yeah, I did kind of enjoy the joke of the one shot. They was joking about trying to make the perfect one shot while filming this entire episode as a one shot.
I was about to say that. Give props where it's due. It was a one shot. An entire episode one shot. Holy crap, you can't do that.
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google whether it was one shot or not. They could have cut it somewhere.
No, it was entirely one shot. Because halfway through it, I started thinking the same thing, so I restarted it. See if I can find any cuts. Couldn't find none.
Well, they can just hold the camera still.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find any. I thought it was great. I think Seth Rogen is fantastic in this role. He's always hilarious. Who's his
friend?
Yeah,
his cousin. I don't know.
I don't know his name, but he's in a lot of stuff. I think it's a great show, and I think it really portrays the studio heads accurately, because I really think Bryan Cranston is just like every head at Disney right now.
Yeah.
Throwing away every good movie idea for what makes money.
Without all the baby blood drinking and whatnot.
I'm convinced all the studio heads right now hate money.
I think they just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Snow White? We cannot comment on Snow White yet because we haven't watched it. We refuse to watch that dumpster fire until it comes out to streaming.
Yeah.
But we do know the stats on it, that it has dropped dramatically. Like, the budget was $270 million and it made $40 million.
For them to make a profit on this movie, it'd have to make $700 million.
Yeah. Which could have been done. It's Snow White.
I don't think it could have been done.
You don't think if they put out a good Snow White movie, people would actually went and watched it?
Oh, no. I'm talking about this movie.
No, I'm talking about, like, if they wanted to do a live-action Snow White and they didn't have Rachel Zegler as the Snow White.
I think if they really cared about making movies and not virtue signaling, I think they could have made a good movie. I don't think Rachel Zegler's comments really hurt the movie as bad as it did.
I think they did.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it didn't hurt the movie.
Right.
But I think the whole reason people didn't go and watch it was because it was another woke Disney project.
Yeah, I get you. You're not wrong on that. Because one of the biggest songs to ever come out of Snow White is Someday My Prince Will Come.
And they took it out.
Oh,
we don't know that for sure.
Okay. Everything I've watched today took it out. So.
Yeah. If they had did, like, verbatim Snow White in live action, could have made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why Disney's doing all that right now anyway.
Rewriting classic stories?
Yeah, they're rewriting classic stories, or they're just making everything live action. I don't know why they're doing that.
I couldn't tell you. I will tell you that it does not help to have a lead actress like Rachel Zegler who hated the source material. Because you cannot go on a press tour from the movie or answer questions about the movie and crap on the source material.
Yeah, no.
Because there's a reason Snow White's a classic. There's a reason it has a fan base.
That'd be like Robert Downey Jr. every time that he gets questions about Iron Man. Yeah, Iron Man's a freaking nerd, dude.
Yeah, right?
I never could get into Iron Man. I don't even like that guy.
Honestly, it makes me feel about the guy who plays Trevor. I feel the same way about him.
What do you mean?
He goes on everything he goes around. He's like,
no, I watched another interview about that. He doesn't hate them. He doesn't hate.
He just doesn't get it.
No, yeah. That's not it at all. He hates people calling him Trevor.
Oh,
sort of the same way that Anthony Starr hates people calling him Homelander.
Why?
He doesn't hate.
Why, though? I mean, that's the character everyone loves. It's the character they'll be known as till they die. Like, here's the way I see it.
Trevor is an awful person.
He is an awful person, but he's arguably the fan favorite. There is a very, very seldom, like, opportunity whenever an actor, voice actor, whatever, gets casted in a role that becomes so iconic that it's going to be known for generations to come. Homelander's one of them, and so is Trevor. And they shouldn't be mad that people are going around calling them Homelander and Trevor when those are some of the biggest characters in pop culture right now. And our children's children will probably watch Homelander and play as Trevor. Like, I don't understand why they would hate that.
I don't know. I think he just wants to be known for more than just being Trevor.
Which is fair, because he's not really a real voice actor. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Which I understand to a point. Because he also said that he don't play video games.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really understand the whole hype behind it. But, so I don't know.
No, he doesn't hate GTA or anything like that.
Right. So just, maybe
he's tired of people coming up to him and wanting him to scream in their face and stuff. Because when you play an iconic character like that, people want you to do some of that character's things.
Right.
And
well, those people are just psychos.
And he doesn't really feel like bashing people's skulls in with the bottom of his foot.
Fair. Now, I guess comparing him to Rachel Zegler was a bit harsh, because Rachel Zegler is just an idiot.
He wasn't really bashing source material. He was just...
That's what I'm saying. I guess I shouldn't have compared him.
Yeah, you got completely off track on that one.
Yeah, man. I shouldn't have compared him to Rachel Zegler, but he's what I thought of there for a minute. But...
I don't know. It's just... Could you imagine, like, them casting... It'd be like John... Like, cast a new Marvel guy, and that actor just shits all over the character he's playing. Like, if he... Like, I don't know. Who haven't they casted yet?
In Marvel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be like, so they... Tom Hardy's...
Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Be like somebody being like, yeah, I'm some weird fiery skeleton dude.
Yeah. I get you, yeah.
I don't know. We got really off topic on that one.
That's fine.
I have no idea where we was going with that.
That's okay.
But Rachel Zegler, she's done. I don't think she'll be in a movie for a while.
I will be so surprised if she makes another movie.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. I will give her that in The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is the Hunger Games movie. Fantastic. I loved her in that, but I can't watch that now knowing what I know about her now.
I really don't care about an actor's politics. I don't care what they believe in.
No, I don't care about her politics neither, but I care about her. Like, I'm worried. I guess I could watch that movie, but I would be worried about how good she done that movie, getting her another job, and I'd be worried about her being cast in another movie. So I'm like, oh, she's going to crap all over this movie next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, why would you hire somebody that's so willingly ready to crap on source material for your movie?
What I saw online was, because I watched this whole story about it the other day, that somebody, that she was, when she was cast as Snow White, she done the whole, you know, crapping on it, and the guy who is, some Disney exec, like, flew to talk to her about it, and it didn't... She didn't stop it. She just made it worse. Like, she kept posting, instead of those views, she posted political views online. And, you know, Disney's not about that. Disney's like, we need to...
Disney fired Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Because...
He was accused of...
Yeah, he was accused of woman abuse.
Which he was acquitted for.
Yeah.
So, Disney's on a downward spiral. We can't really... They were the biggest... studio ever in forever, but now we are currently watching in real time as they decline in quality.
I think at some point they're gonna step back and just let people do what they know.
Yep. Did you watch the South Park special where they made fun of it?
Yeah
yeah.
Make it black and gay.
Yeah, that's all they give saying.
Why is make my soup gay and put a chick in it?
I mean, you know, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a gay character. Nothing at all. But whenever you try to change the source material.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. Disney's just... I think they've really stepped off with Marvel.
Yeah.
I think they've... Because everything Marvel is trying to do like with that failed. And then...
Here recently they've been putting out their quality.
Yeah, better quality.
Like...
Because Captain America, the new Captain America, was not bad.
No, no. It was actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
We had problems with it, but that doesn't mean that we had story problems. We didn't have nothing else problems with it.
Yeah. But it was... Yeah, this is a good movie.
Yeah. But
Daredevil.
Fantastic.
It's a fantastic show right now.
Well, that's a great segue. Let's go right into Daredevil, because we're kind of done talking about the studio, really, aren't we?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the studio that much.
We talked about it a little bit. You didn't really like it. I liked it. I thought it was funny.
So. I don't know how the hell did we get
to... We talked about studio heads, like Ryan Cranston.
Is that yeah. We just jumped on to Ziegler. She is so hateable.
She is hateable.
Honestly,
when you get off topic, that makes some of the best conversation, though, at these lengths. So.
I don't even know. Yeah.
We are going to hate watch Snow White, though. So.
Yeah.
Daredevil, tell me what you thought about this new episode.
He's full force back as Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He does not.
He's not like tone. I hate that. Still, the majority of this season, we've seen more Matt Murdock than we have Daredevil.
Yeah, I know. That's a seasonal trope.
Yeah.
He's going to do the same thing next season.
Shut up. Shut up. I hope not.
No, not this season. Season after.
Yeah, probably. Some tragics will happen, and he'll be like, I can't put the suit back on.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, Foggy's back. I can't wear the suit more.
I don't know. I'm enjoying Daredevil, don't get me wrong, but... I'm just going to be straight with you. It's great. I love it, but it's not as good as what I thought it was going to be.
No.
I thought we'd have a little more Daredevil. I thought we'd have a little more Kingpin. Because Kingpin is like, he's back in his old ways too.
He never really stopped.
No, but he slowed down. I don't want to.
He slowed down because he was under press scrutiny.
I don't want a tame Kingpin.
He's not tamed. He's hiding because...
He's a little tame.
He was hiding because he's under press scrutiny. He is holding somebody in his basement.
Okay, you're making a point there.
Like, you can't claim to, like, I'm a good person now and have somebody in your basement.
Fair. I mean, but the guy was just sleeping with his wife.
I mean, yeah, but he had a guy in his basement.
I don't know how I feel about Muse just being, like, a two-episode character.
I don't know. I feel like they'll bring him up again or somebody else.
I thought he died.
I think somebody will pick up the mantle.
Maybe. I don't know. He was just talking about like his Taekwondo too. Like how he was really good at Taekwondo and then he just gets killed.
Yeah.
Like I would have liked to have seen him fight Daredevil a little bit more. I think it was a waste. I really do. I think it was a waste.
I thought it was kind of funny she just shot him.
It was, but I think they really wasted a character.
All right, so... Do you think she knows that yes. Matt is Daredevil?
Yes, 100% she knows.
I don't think she... I think she's putting it together. I don't think she knows. I think she thinks that he's Daredevil.
I think she knows. I think she 100% knows, and she's just waiting for her time to confront him about it.
Okay.
I thought Vanessa really screwed him over at the end there.
No, yeah.
I was like, oh, but Vanessa...
I was like, okay, so she's just going to be a... completely vindictive cunt.
Yeah, I was like, this is over. Like, I was kind of rooting for her a little bit.
I had no doubts in my mind that Kingpin wasn't going to die.
Right. No, I knew he wasn't going to die, but I thought he was going to, like, find out that guy was sent by Vanessa, and
yeah,
that would cause a whole new... But we only have two more episodes of this.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
I thought we had, like, 16, but I was wrong. It ends April 16th.
Yeah.
That's where I got that.
Or... April
15th.
15th,
well, yeah.
Yeah. So you're just wrong on all around.
15th, 16th is the first day without Daredevil, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't see how this season's going to end. Like, normally when we get to episodes away, you can kind of see where it's going.
Yeah, you got tension building and stuff.
And there's no tension building.
Of
course, we're probably going to see him and Kingpin fight.
I don't think they're going to full-on fight. Either it's probably just going to come down to him having to take down the task force that Fisk set up.
Probably.
And then while he's planning on how to, the last episode is just going to be on how he's going to plan to take down Fisk. And I think Foggy's going to come in.
If Foggy's still alive.
And I think it's going to be a cliffhanger. I think Foggy coming back is going to be the cliffhanger for this season.
If Foggy comes back, I don't see him coming back till next season. He's signing on for season two.
Then I would say I'm 75% sure he comes back as a cliffhanger.
He might, which would be cool. I think it'd be cool.
I don't know if he's going to come back and Matt's going to find out he's alive as a cliffhanger, or if it's just going to show him like sitting somewhere as a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Again, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think, personally, it's, if he is alive, it's going to be next season. So, you know, I low-key hope you're right, though, because I'd like to see him come back this season.
I think next episode, I think the main problem is going to be with how I think he's going to tiptoe around being Daredevil next episode. Because
that's like his main thing.
Yeah,
it's not even being Daredevil. His main thing is, do I want to be Daredevil? Do I not? Do I want to be Daredevil? Do I want to be Matt?
Because he was only back as Daredevil to find Muse.
Yeah. I don't know. I think once he's where he's dipped his toe back in it, and he's
if he's not tipping his toes around it, his excuse for still being Daredevil is going to be that messed up task force that Fisk has.
No, I think where he went to take down Muse, like he's got his full, like, feel of it back. Like he wants to be Daredevil again. All
right. If he doesn't tiptoe around it in next episode. I think he's going to tiptoe around it next episode, and then, like, at the end of the episode, he's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to come back.
Yep. Did you... Oh, Simon, did you see we already got pictures of season two?
No.
We got him in the black and red suit.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was going to pop up this season.
I think it was said it was pictures from season two.
Oh.
And he has the double D's on his chest.
Like, he's got big old...
Shut up. No, he's got... Like, you know, none of his suits have DD on it? Like, now one of them actually does, which is awesome. Like, that's one of my biggest complaints about his suit.
Yeah, that doesn't have Daredevil on it.
Yeah. And, like, all his suits in the comics and everything else do. So, that's one of my biggest complaints, which I'm really hyped for.
That's something I actually liked about the Ben Affleck movie is he left a tag.
Oh, yeah. When he, like, made the gasoline.
Yeah.
The Ben Affleck Daredevil is kind of slept on. It is bad.
Like, it's not very good. Like, he just dies.
Yeah.
Like, what? How are you going to have your own movie and die?
Yeah.
Your own superhero movie and
Daredevil
die.
Daredevil doesn't die,
am I? Yeah, he does.
When?
The sequel to that movie is Elektra.
Yeah, but Daredevil didn't die, did he?
Yeah, he died.
I don't know if you're right about that. It's been a minute since I've seen it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and watch it. I ain't seen Elektra since I was like six.
Yeah, Elektra is the sequel to that.
Okay. But that's all we have to say about Daredevil. Unless you want to say something else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We have our two movies. We have A Working Man. Rate A Working Man for me.
3.6.
Gave it a 3. Tell me what you think about Working Man.
I liked it a lot better than Beekeeper.
I liked Beekeeper 10 times more than I liked it. No. This movie was not that good to me.
Listen, A Working Man is Big Potato.
There's a scene. Okay, full spoilers for both these new movies that are out in theaters right now. But there's a scene in the movie where he says, "These are little potatoes.
No,
I am Big Potato."
No, he's he comes to a supplier or a dealer, and the dealer is setting him up with the supplier, and he's like, "This is my friend." The supplier's like, "This is my friend. He is small potato. I am big potato."
And do the whole movie now. Every time someone says, "I'm Dylan," lead over said, "I am big potato," or "They are big potato."
Yeah. Like, oh no, The biggest potato. The largest potato has entered the room.
I like the story. The story is really good. I feel like if the actors in this movie weren't overacting, they were bad at acting. Like the guy who, I can't remember his name.
You don't watch a Jason Statham movie for acting.
The action wasn't that good either. There was hardly any.
Yeah. I will say that the fight sequence in the bar, I didn't like it.
It's very, very choppy. Talking about whenever you met the dealer?
Yeah, the dealer in the biker bar or whatever. Yeah,
it was
just like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, I will agree with you there, but like it was a bad Michael Bay movie.
It was a Michael Bay movie.
Shut up.
All Michael.
No, it was super, super choppy. Like he was trying to cut these scenes together and you couldn't really tell what was going on.
Yeah.
There was
Michael Bay movie.
There were times where I like legitimately took my glasses off and was like, am I seeing that right? Yeah. Like,
guns were not used right in this movie.
Not at all. No, not even a little bit. They shot that main guy at the end.
Yeah,
and it threw him across the room
like he is.
What did you shoot him with?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that bullet should have just passed right through him.
I was expecting there to be a lot more action. There really wasn't.
No, there wasn't a lot of action.
You had the fight scene. You had the scene where he tracked down the bartender.
Honestly, the last sequence was probably the best.
I would agree with that, yeah. The actor, I can't remember his name, but he's in the Marvel movies, Ant-Man, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
You remember his name? He overacted. Like, everything, like, I get, like, he's supposed to be sad about his daughter being...
I don't think he overacted at all.
I think he overacted a lot. I think he was overacting to the point where it wasn't believable.
Really?
Yeah. I did not believe that.
I think he was great.
I mean, I think he was good, but other than that. And then I think the biker, the dealer, he was a terrible
actor. Yeah, he was a terrible actor.
And then the woman and the man who kidnapped her, terrible actors.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing they said felt organic. All they said, what they said, feel like they were reading it off the palm of their hand.
Yeah, you could definitely tell they was pretending to be badasses, especially because she was carrying around a little golden .22.
That
this little golden .22.
It looked.
She is flashing around every chance she got.
It looks so fake.
Yeah.
The scene where she presses it up against her head and is threatening her, you can see that it's a plastic plastic pistol that has just been painted gold. Because the paint is flaking off of it. Did you notice that?
When
she puts it up against her head, like it's flaking a little bit. You see like little black flakes on it. Oh my God. How about had a conniption?
Yeah. My thought when you buy a golden small little .22 is you don't know anything about guns and you just bought that because it was gold.
It's enough reason for me. I will admit I am not a fan of this movie. It was good. It was better than that. It's slightly better than average, I thought, because the story was very compelling and I did love Jason Statham in the movie. And the final action sequence was awesome. And when he was beating the tar out of one of the kidnappers, I liked that.
I like how it actually gave a reason for his phone to be right here. I was like, why does he have a body camera?
He was geared up. And said, why does he have a body camera? Yeah. And then like halfway through the thing, he flips it down. And
he's like taking cover, trying not to get shot. And he's just flips it down and. He's like aiming through the scope on his phone.
And lets him see the scope through his phone. And like he shoots and she says, what was that? And he's like, Bluetooth.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was really funny.
I did not wrap up his custody battle.
It didn't wrap up the story at all.
No, not really.
No, the daughter made it home. That was the story.
Yeah.
Like his whole thing that was left with his daughter, like it didn't tell if he got the money. To fight the court battle. Didn't tell if he just got his daughter. Didn't tell if the granddad like forgave him and just let him have his daughter.
Yeah, it left way too much up to interpretation. Was the dad of those two thugs gonna come after him now?
That was really what pissed me off. Was like the dad. Like, I think they left open for a sequel.
Yeah.
Because the dad of the he kills these two thugs and it's like the boss's sons.
One of the bosses.
Yeah, one of the bosses. He calls his boss and says, I cannot let the man who killed my children live. And he's like, you will let him live. Like, it's over.
Yeah, he's like, the brotherhood comes before your...
family.
Yeah, comes before your whatever this. And he just shuts the phone.
Yeah, it just screams. And then it cuts like to Jason Statham driving down this road and to take the girl home. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I get, they may be leaving all that open for a sequel, but I don't see this movie getting a sequel.
I don't know.
Beekeeper got a sequel.
I still like it better than Beekeeper.
Beekeeper's so much better than that. But anything else you want to say about that? I give it a 3. You go to 3.6.
Yep. All right.
That it for you?
Yeah.
Last but not least, I love this movie. Death of a Unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Rate it.
I'll give it a 4.
Same, 4. So funny.
It knew the, like, perfect moments to make something scary and funny at the same time.
I agree.
Like,
Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega.
It's like watching two separate movies.
I agree. Mixed together.
Yeah. Because.
Built suspense. Broke that suspense with some comedic action.
Yeah. Like, at one point, you're just like, it's giving you jump scares, like deadly unicorns coming out, horning people. And then. The only reason I didn't give it a 4.5. is because what the hell happened at the end?
I agree with that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I will say I gave it a 4. I may bump up to 4.5. I don't know yet. It took the number 3 spot in my top 10 2025 so far. I have a current list of 2025 movies going. It took the top 3 spot. And I'm pretty sure Working Man will take the top 10.
Okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to mention that. But... yeah, what happened at the end? Like, so most movies like this, the end comes, the cops roll in, the credits roll.
Yeah.
I thought that was great that they did not just let the credits roll, because, like, the cops rolled in, all these unicorns disappeared, and there was, like, a bunch of dead bodies, 2 people alive. They're obviously the murderers.
Yeah.
So they arrested them.
Well, that's something else. So many movies do that.
I know.
Like, how are you explaining this away?
Yeah.
Like, they...
and it,
like,
showed that they're not.
Yeah. And the bald guy, he was following along, like, is he helping them? He also plays Victor Zsasz in Gotham.
I know. He's a perfect Zsasz, I think.
I don't know that much about the character.
Zsasz is, like, a very, very recurring character.
Yeah. I've seen him in a couple of Batman things. I know he's, like, always, like, a serial killer or something.
Yeah.
But anyway... let's not get off topic here.
Yeah.
But they do, like, they make it funny and scary in probably one of the best ways possible.
I agree.
Like.
I agree.
And the son just trying to get high off of this thing.
Oh, my gosh. Every 5 seconds, he's snorting the powder.
Snorting, smoking, everything.
Yeah, like he's like chopping up like horn dust. He's like, hold on, Mom. Like,
okay, so what this movie's about is Paul Rudd, he's like an insurance guy or something like that for this very rich family. And while they're driving down to their house, they hit a unicorn. And they just load it up in the back and take it with them. The unicorn comes to life in their car. And the security team shoots it. And they noticed that where they had blood on Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega had blood on them, that their acne went away and Paul Rudd no longer had bad vision.
Right, he could take off his glasses.
They realized it was healing them. So they started testing it on the dad with...
breast cancer.
Like stage 4 cancer or something like that. And he completely healed. So they're trying to... do all of the, like, figure out how many medical breakthroughs they can make with this, how much money they're going to make off of it. And then when they're about to ship the dead baby unicorn off,
Mom and daddy show up.
Yeah, the mom and dad show up and just start tearing shit up.
Yeah. That was basically the premise of the movie. And honestly, like you said, it has the perfect mixture of comedy and horror because, like you said, it had healing properties. So the son is always like putting in like a bong and smoking it. And like trying to, because they grind up the horn into dust and he snorts the horn dust. And like he's just, he's a drug addict. So he's constantly trying to get high off of it.
Yeah.
And right after all that, you'll have the two unicorns breaking into the house and then everyone trying to hide from them, like very suspenseful, like them slowly walking through the
horn. Yeah. And they're not. That it makes it clear that these are not horses.
Yes.
Like they're horse-like creatures. Like
one thing that I love about this movie, it gave you people to hate.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite things about horror movies, I know this is a horror comedy, like one of my favorite things about horror movies is when it gives you characters that you root for the killer to kill. And this whole family, other than Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, you root for them to die from the moment you meet them. Because they're just insufferable human beings.
Yeah, they're like, just complete assholes.
Yeah. Like, the scene where the dad's reaching out to grab the unicorn horn, and he just jams it, like, right up his jaw. Like, I saw it coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, because they have this thing where if you touch their horn, like, they give you some kind of vision. They give you, like, the secrets to the universe or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he goes to touch the horn, and it just, like, lowers his head and smacks him right through the jaw and kills the dad.
Yeah. So, in this movie, it's Jenna Ortega finds out through old stories and fables and stuff that unicorns will submit to, like, a really fair maiden or something like that.
Someone pure of heart.
Maiden pure of heart or something like that. So, they kind of
assume that she's the maiden.
Yeah. So, yeah, they don't really mess with her too much. And I forgot where I was going with that.
She can basically like tame these unicorns.
Yeah, they don't really want to hurt her. Like, and then
I thought it was so funny when she was holding on the unicorn horn in the beginning.
Yeah, she is having this vision at the beginning because the
unicorn. She said she sees her mom.
Yeah, and it's just like taking her through time and space, and she's holding on to this unicorn horn. And then out of nowhere, she gets brung out of it, and it's just Paul Rudd beating it in the head.
With a tire iron.
Are you okay? Are you okay? You're just having a seizure.
Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega have the best chemistry in this movie.
Yeah, they really...
They have a real daughter and father chemistry, I feel like.
Yeah. I was really unsure how Paul Rudd was going to come out of this movie.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I did too.
Whenever he locked her out of the bedroom.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to kill himself so she gets away.
Yeah, and then he brought the unicorn back. And I was like, oh, okay.
Because he brought the horn out of his pocket. And it was like, it wouldn't hurt him when he had the horn, which was weird.
Yeah, and then he brought it back. And then that guy stabbed him with an arrow and he stopped. I was like, okay, maybe he is going to die.
Yeah.
And then the unicorns just drug him back over and brought him back to life.
What I thought was really weird was the death scene for the mom. Like, she's holding up the oxygen tank or whatever for him to shoot with the flame arrow.
Yeah.
And he pulls the arrow back and says, "Forgive me." And then just runs away.
Yeah.
Like, leaves his mom there. Like
He wants to catch him so he can make a bunch of money off of
her. Right. And, like, it just tears her intestines out. Super gory, I thought. Which, did not expect that.
Yeah. Did you notice that the arrow he had was stuck in the pulled position?
No.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah. Whenever he let go of the bow, like, the string just fell down, like, and wrapped around the arrow.
That's funny. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
One thing about this movie, too, it's an A24 movie. A24 is a hit or miss because they have crazy ideas, and this is like,
well, they're doing another comedy horror thing like this with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd.
What's it about? I've seen the trailer, but give us the rundown.
So Tim Robinson doesn't have any friends. Neighbor invites him over for a drink.
Yes, I did say that.
And they just all he becomes friends with the friend group really quick, and it's just them hanging out. And he's like, "You guys accepted me too quick. You can't do that." He cracks me up.
I love Tim Robbins. His comedy show or his sketch show.
Yeah, I think you should leave.
I think you should leave. Hilarious.
You need to watch Detroiters.
I'm watching Detroiters currently. Oh. I'm like 3 or 4 episodes deep.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah. I forget which episode it is. Did you see the one where his friend hooks up with the councilwoman or whatever?
No, I've not seen that one yet.
In that episode, she thinks he's a prostitute, the councilwoman, and she invites him, or a prostitute escort or whatever. She invites him to a thing, and her husband shows up, and she's like, "I need you to leave." He's like, "So you just want me for my humongous dong?"
I love the Detroit. I might keep watching that.
But at the end of Death of a Unicorn, Paul Rudd kills the youngest son with a sawed off baby unicorn horn.
Right.
And
which I did not think was going to kill him.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it was not going to kill him.
Yeah. And then Paul Rudd gets stabbed with an arrow. And
that was such an awkward way to go, do too. He stabbed him and he just looks down and goes, stabs him too.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's like, like he looked down like, "Oh, you're going." Yeah. Yeah.
Now what? And they both just fall down. And, well, it was technically the unicorn kick that killed him.
Oh, yeah. The unicorn's come over to kick him in the jaw across the...
So, he had... The son has Gina Ortega calm the unicorns down, and he ties them up. And then Paul Rudd stabs him with the unicorn horn. And then Paul Rudd gets stabbed with the arrow. And then she starts untying the unicorns. Unicorns kick him, smash his face up. And then they drag the baby unicorn horn, Paul Rudd, over into one big pile. And they just start rubbing their horns together and bring them both back to life.
Yep.
And then they just run off into the woods and they think everything's going to be okay. And then the police show up. And they're getting hauled away in a police car. And she's on the radio. It's like, "Yeah, you're not gonna believe what they have. To say is pretty unbelievable." So, and then the guy comes back. Well, that makes them suspects.
Yep.
And then when she puts the radio down, and the unicorns start running behind them, and she's like, "What in the world?" And then they ram her off the road.
Yeah, you hear the car crash and everything, and then the credits roll.
Yeah,
which may lift them for a sequel as well. I think this movie's going to do well. I don't know how it's done on opening weekend. I had to get some stats.
I think this movie's really going to hit its stride on streaming.
Oh yeah, A24 always finds its audience on streaming.
Yeah, I think it is really good though. I really enjoyed it.
They have a deal with Max, if I'm not mistaken. Most of their movies go to Max after a while, and it'll definitely find its home there.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, solid movie. This was my favorite so far this year. This one honestly is going to be hard to beat for me this year. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, or, I'm sorry, beat out my top 10. Yeah, it'll probably make it my top 10 for the year. But alrighty, anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Next week we'll be watching Gemstones, Reacher's Out, because that was the finale, Studio, Daredevil, and we're going to be reviewing the Minecraft movie. We go watch that tomorrow. And we picked two movies. You picked
Dreamcatcher.
And I picked, what did I pick?
Hell or High Water,
that's right. I think you'll really like Hell or High Water. That's right up your alley.
All right.
And, yeah.
All right, so we will see you guys next week.
And later.
Later.
Okay.